Welcome to the What Wild Women Want podcast. I'm Rachel Rose, your personal, certified, feminine awakening coach, energy healer, and intuitive reader. This is a weekly show where women are empowered to unapologetically activate their goddess mode and reclaim their birthright to love, freedom, happiness, and abundance. This is a shrinking violet free zone, guys. Get ready for raw, open, and absolutely necessary conversations to supercharge your self-love journey. I love you. You are worth it. Let's get started. Welcome back to the What Wild Women Want podcast, and I'm your host, Rachel Rose. Now, all of you know my keen interest when it comes to motherhood already, because on season one, we spoke with Molly Normand about life after birth, and with Vanessa Hunt, we talked about the difficulties of the pregnancy journey itself. Today's guest, however, is, yes, another mum, but she's going to be talking about something slightly different. She's going to be talking about something that has now become what I feel to be a global movement since the pandemic. We have with us Amanda Banks, who is an international Instagram business and mindset coach. Prior to becoming an entrepreneur, for 13 years, she had a career in education as a middle school math teacher. In 2018, she began her entrepreneurial journey in network marketing, where she led and coached a team of over 150 women. She was recognized as New Entrepreneur of the Year 2019 in her current role, and she continues to maintain top of the company, being recognized in 2021 in the top 10 of the company itself. She was number 3 in terms of new customers, number 5 for residual income, and number 7 in personal sales. As a sought-after Instagram coach for mompreneurs, Amanda teaches her simple and sustainable methods through her signature program, the 6-Week Accelerator, and her masterclass, IG Clients Fast. She is passionate about inspiring, motivating, and showing mums they can get clients on Instagram in less than 1 hour a day. Welcome, Amanda.
Hi, thanks for having me. Oh my gosh, I love listening to that back. I'm going to listen to that on repeat every morning. Like, yes, Amanda, you've got this.
You're
killing
it.
Thank you.
Yes.
I love it.
So Amanda and I met, I was looking for guests, and it wasn't like a normal situation. We really, really clicked. We felt like we've known each other for so long. So we were really desperate for this show to happen, this episode to start recording. We've been having so much fun offline. Yes. So Amanda, as I've alluded to, you know, we're here to talk about mums who are also mum, which let's not discount the fact that that is a job role in itself, probably the most important one on the planet, but also you're a business owner. So tell us all about your journey, because you have had, you know, you're laughing about the fact that this is such a prep intro, but you've had an incredible journey. So what's inspired you to become a mompreneur and just come all the way 180 circle?
So honestly, at my heart, at my core, I am an educator. I was literally put on this earth to motivate and inspire people. And I did that for a very long time with young people, right? And I miss my middle school kids, don't get me wrong. But what I love more, I really do. It's great to see the growth. But now I get to see growth in amazing hell yes women. And that is even more empowering for me as a woman, as a mom. And I know we spoke a little bit earlier today about, you know, how fitness is important to me too. The part about what I do and how I show up for myself and my clients, I watch myself empower my very own children. Literally this morning, my daughter came downstairs and I was doing my workout as I do most mornings. And she's 6. She wants to join in. I have a 9.5-year-old son as well. He's usually really good. He wants to be physical and get outside with me. She wants to do the thing. She wants to be on video with me. She wants to coach women with me. I freaking love that.
Yes.
Isn't that amazing?
That is crazy.
Empowering. Right. I'm empowering a 6-year-old right now to live her truth, whatever that looks like for her, but she's motivated and inspired. So I finish my workout and I come back around to get her for breakfast. And what is she doing? She's doing yoga.
Nice.
Yoga. So here's what I took away from that is it's important that I follow my passion and my truth and that I fully step into it and embrace it no matter how busy, chaotic, ugly, messy, amazing it all is. Mm-hmm. I know I'm empowering and inspiring my own children by the work that I do. And that for me as a mom, like that's the one thing I wish to really bring into my life forever is to empower my kids to step into whatever it is that they want. If they want something, you can do it. You just have to believe in yourself. Mm-hmm. And as a mompreneur, I have the ability to teach other women, other moms to believe in themselves when sometimes they feel like they can't. Right? Because they allow motherhood, they allow life, they allow running a household, dropping the kids off, trying to take time for themselves. They let everything else sort of get in the way. And it's my job to bring them back to center almost, where I can teach them really simply like how they can show up and run a badass business.
Mm. I love that when we were talking, you know, just before we hit record, we were talking about the levels that you teach. So you don't teach, you're not talking basically to women who are thinking they've got an idea in their head. No, we're talking about women who really want to scale, which is phenomenal. So talk to us about that differentiation and what the differences are that you see.
Yeah. So I'll take a quick step back and you mentioned that what I've been doing. So as an educator, I had this side hustle, if you will, mm-hmm. but I will be honest. I hate that word hustle. That is, yes. I am against hustle. It's not my energy.
Amen.
There are many women that are going to say, but that's me. I love that. Amazing. It's not me. And I knew that.
Yes. Yeah.
So I think that was part one is like recognizing coming from social selling, network marketing, the culture behind it is to hustle and grind. Mm. Most people that are in social selling are busy moms. They don't have more time to hustle because that brings out anxiety in many of us. And so, you know, what I had to do is I had to say, how can I build a business that's going to be simple and sustainable, which is actually the name of my Facebook group. Mm-hmm. How am I going to build a simple and sustainable business so that I can get in and out, do what I need to do, but then also be present for my kids who during the pandemic needed me to be a teacher to them, mm-hmm. as well as teach them the social emotional piece of like, it's okay, you know, you're safe. We've got this. And so I really started my journey as a coach from me learning how to show up differently on Instagram. And what happened was many women from other network marketing, other social selling companies were reaching out in my DMs and they're like, what are you doing? Tell me the things. Like, I'm watching you do all these things and I want to do that too. So I really focused on helping women who had a business. They understood the idea of network marketing or social selling because I know they have different names at this point. And so I was helping them to really build an established brand, which by the way, guys, your business is not your brand. You're the brand first and foremost. Yes. That's really a huge thing. You know, people don't recognize that. And so I had to really work on teaching them that they are the brand and how to show up and then to really build a simple business selling their products without selling. And from there, it got into, oh my gosh, I'm a teacher. This is easy. I am inspiring women. I'm motivating women. That's my calling. Yes. So why am I not coaching? And so February of 2021 was when I dove in and I started coaching women. So I've been on this coaching journey for about 13 months. But what I've been really focused on the last few months is hell yes, women who have an understanding of their business plan. They have a successful business in some form, and success is different for all of us, whether it was network marketing or coaching. I work with coaches as well, service providers. But what I do is I take someone who's established and who has a foundation and understanding of their business and I elevate them. Mm. I teach them how to do it in an hour a day, right?
Yes.
That's what moms want. They want to be able to build a successful business in 1 hour a day. I don't want to be on my phone all day. And my kids don't want to see me on my phone all day.
Yes.
You know?
Yeah. I think we spoke about when we first caught up about what children need, that they just need to know their specific slots in the day rather than tiny, but unpredictable parts of the day where they possibly could catch you. And that might sound counterintuitive to a lot of moms, but it's great that you're offering that, that you can say, actually, all you need is 1 hour a day and you can schedule that time and communicate that to your family. And so mm-hmm. talk to us about what that is, because I'm sure a lot of listeners are like, okay, so how does she do it? What do you do in the hour a day?
It's a really great question. It's the $1 million question right there. So when you think about building a business, I always believe that there's certain pillars that you need to be really striving for. But the first thing that you really need to do is audience build. So mm-hmm. I will block out about 20 minutes of audience building. And I have very specific strategies that I teach. For example, this one client, and I mentioned this earlier, we've now since collaborated, which is a beautiful thing, guys. Collaboration is like the key, one of the keys to success on Instagram, okay? So there's a little nugget for all of you. So building an audience on Instagram, having really simple strategies, okay, mm-hmm. is what's going to help to elevate your business. So this one client that I have right now, she's going to have over a $20,000 month, and we're only on March 22nd as we're recording this, okay? So 22 days in, right?
Let's pause and give this lady a huge click or clap, first of all. Let's celebrate.
Yes. She's a rock star. These are the women that I attract, right? Hell yes, rock star women who just need elevated support. And so what we did was we actually worked together for 4 weeks. I gave her very, very specific driving strategies. And she went in, she used the strategies, boom. Sales literally in the first week started happening. Again, let's be clear. She had a business. She just was stuck. She was stuck. She didn't know what to do. Everything stalled. And so I was able to support her, give her the strategy she needed, and now she's next leveled her business. I mean, and it's with ease, friend. It is with ease, which I love watching.
I think that's my favorite word of all time, ease.
Girl, tell me about it.
Yes. No, honestly, because I know you were talking about like hustle. I'm very much in my feminine energy, and it sounds like you are as well, and a lot of our listeners are as well. So talk to me about what ease looks like when you are implementing this strategy of yours 1 hour a day and other strategies that you teach your clients as well.
Yeah. So when I think about what does it feel like when it's easy, and it's, I don't mean it's easy as in like it's an easy thing to do. It just, it's natural. And I think that's a really good way that I can relate to it. When I think about, I'll look at the way some clients will come into me and I was like, God, that felt so easy. What, that was crazy. But it wasn't easy. It just, the work that I did was intentional. The work that I did was natural to me, and I was systematic. I was consistent. And that is a really big thing. Another really great takeaway, guys, today is if you're not consistent, you're not going to be as successful as you want. You have to show up consistently. And I don't mean you have to be on your social all day, every day. That is a big misconception. Being consistent might mean that I work my business 3 days on social media. And so Monday, Wednesday, Friday are the 3 days I can commit. So I'm there every single week, Monday, Wednesday, Friday. That's consistency. A, the algorithm will love you for it, but B, so will your audience, because they know when to expect you and they get excited because you're coming back, right?
Yeah.
Now there are, I work with women who can show up 7 days a week. Amazing. I can't, and I don't want to. I don't want to, and I'm okay with that. So when I think about the word ease, I think about just what feels good naturally. Yes, there are moments in business where you're going to work a little bit extra harder. You're going to put some extra time in because maybe you're launching something. Maybe you're in creative mode, whatever it looks like for you. But you could still do it without hustle. Yes. You do it in a way that feels natural and easy. And I feel like that word natural keeps coming out today. And it's the same for conversations. The last podcast I did, I said, mark my words, 2022 is about relationship building. And we make that difficult. We make it difficult. That should be easy. My gosh, guys, if you can go talk to anyone, you know, at the store, or if you, you know, can call up your friend, like, why can't we do that on the back end of a conversation on Instagram? Why can't we do that in the DMs?
Yes.
We can.
Yes.
We can, right? We make it harder. Take yourself out of it. It's not about us. It's about how can we serve the person that we're connecting to.
Yes.
Maybe we can't today, and that's okay too. But maybe we can. And we don't know until we've asked questions to figure out who they are and what they even want.
Yes. I love that, because I think even some coaches who deem that they are more feminine energy focused, they're not necessarily honing in on that. Like, okay, this is a business, yes, but you're not a robot, because that's quite toxic masculine energy. If you're just, yep, this is what I need to do. Okay, but aren't you trying to coach someone? Aren't you going to be knowing their deepest, darkest secrets, you know, regardless of what your niche is? So it can't just be transactional. You can't just pop a mask on when it's time to send them a sales page. You know, it's got to be something that's developed. So I'm really glad that you build on that as well, and that's something that you focus on.
I was going to say, something that I work on with my clients is like messaging, not just messages, but messaging, how they show up in their business, how they show up in their content, how they show up in the back end of conversations. It is their messaging, right? It's how they want to be viewed. It's what they bring to the table and how they go about sharing that expertise. And that is something many women that I work with don't even realize. For example, if I have someone right now, I have a client who is with a social selling company, and she sells products, right? So she's a product-based server. She often doesn't believe that she's an expert. So I had a conversation with her and I said, well, first of all, you love your product. Yes. She said, yes. Okay. Check. Second of all, your ideal client is you. It's a mom of two littles. Your product helps someone to reignite energy throughout the course of the day, so they don't have that high and then that crash, right? And we as moms like get super exhausted by the end of the day. It's like, we almost have nothing left to give, and your kids come home and you're like, I'm tired, right? And you don't want that. And so I talked to her about believing that she actually is an advocate for basically health and wellness, because she is. She knows what that mom needs, but it's about finding a way to share her message, finding a way to get her message across of how she can support people, especially moms who have that energy drop, right? And then speak to them and what they need. And when people start coming to her, it's again, guiding questions that change person to person, but her goal is always the same. How can I help you? Tell me about you. Tell me about what you're struggling with. And when it comes to your health and wellness, is it a priority? Is there something you wish you had? So it's about being conversational. And I think a lot of women, whether you're a coach, you're a service provider, you are a product promoter, it doesn't matter. If you know that what you have is going to change someone's life, why can't you just talk about it?
Yes.
Like a human.
No, it's true. I think with women as well, we're slowly healing from this, and we have people like yourselves to help us with that. But there's a confidence issue, isn't there, that needs to come through. You know, this person has all of the knowledge. Why? What does it take to be for someone to recognize themselves as an expert? You know, it would have been interesting to hear what her answer would have been to that. But loads of us have gone through that, isn't it? Where we're just like, okay, I need to position myself and not necessarily fake it till you make it, because you don't need to fake it. You have the knowledge. That's why you're doing what you're doing. And it's things like this that really help us shift. So I'm glad you've leaned into that, because I really want to talk about your own challenges once you were building your own business and juggling momhood. Like momhood, that's mine, guys, not motherhood, momhood. Get that copyright and trademarked. What were the kind of challenges that you came up against, both internally, like when we're talking about limiting beliefs and shifting them, and also externally, for example, just managing your time with your children?
Okay, so let's take one piece at a time, I think. So when I first left teaching, my very first month of not going back to school was September 2020. So guess who didn't have a stable income in September 2020? This lady. I have a husband. He's amazing. He works very hard, all the things. Great. He supports our family. He supports me, which I love, right? And here's what I felt that month and the very next month. I felt so many self-sabotaging thoughts, right? Because I had made this financial promise. I'm going to take the year off of teaching. I'm going to support our family and our children. I'm also going to make sure that I can contribute X financially, right? And so when it wasn't happening as fast as I wanted, And when I watched what had been happening the last few months start to drop, I became very nervous. Right. And I went into that whole limiting belief of, A, I'm not good enough. I don't know what was I thinking? I'm a busy mom. Why did I think that I would even be able to support my family running a social selling business without having the, you know, that beautiful financial cushion of being an educator and a check coming in every week? You know, I didn't have that. I was really working. And I also was limiting myself because I was coming from a need, place of lack. And I know many women probably listening can be like, oh my gosh, that's me. That's me every other day, right? Because actually that was me every other day. Mm. And I had a mentor who, it was so funny. I got into this call with her and she basically was like, Amanda, you need to stop needing. And I was like, what? What do you mean I need to stop needing? She's like, you are putting so much pressure on needing another client to pay a bill, on needing someone to sign up so you can bring that cash in to pay your bills. You are needing, and you just need to stop needing. Mm. And I really took that in and I was like, okay, that did not help me. I got on the phone, girl. I was like, no, that's not helping me. But then I like sat with it, right? As many of us, we have to take some time to process. Mm-hmm. I sat with it. I'm not much of a journaler, but I did. I sat down and I kind of like wrote things that came up for me that I felt were really holding me back, belief in myself, some previous, you know, childhood, you know, financial trauma that I probably haven't grown through, you know, all the things. Mm-hmm. And I just kind of like let it all out. And then I got in my car and I went to go visit my sister. And I went into the store, I grabbed a purse, okay? And I get into the store and I take out this purse that I haven't worn in months. And I open it up and out comes a $25 Amazon gift card. Hello, universe. Thank you for bringing me some cash. And a $100 bill that I didn't even know was in there. So I mean, there's definitely truth, and you can speak way more to all of this than I can. But there's so much truth to just even recognizing what holds us back and just finding a way to a little bit let it go, right? And start to trust in your own power. Mm-hmm. So I think that's one thing for sure that really came up for me in the beginning that I had to really, really work through. Mm-hmm. And the second piece, so that was like a big part of the family, right? The second piece that comes to mind, things that I had to really kind of move through as being, you know, a mompreneur, someone who really was focused on in a pandemic, having kids at home physically, and then trying to show up on video and message people and connect with people and all the things.
Yes.
And have kids there. And my kids, right now I'm in an office. This is my husband's office. When I have podcasts or videos, I now excuse him. And I'm like, excuse me, I need your office. Because Amanda's office was a makeshift office. I came from education. I didn't have an office space in our home, but now I needed one. Mm-hmm. My office space was my sunroom. Well, as you can imagine, my sunroom is all windows and sliding glass doors. So who do you think is always tap, tap, tapping on the door? My kids. And I'm always like, for those of you, because you can't see me, I'm always like flagging them away, like making a face, like with my arm underneath. So whoever's on camera can't see what I'm doing. But I was just like, okay, how do I make this work?
Yes.
Because there's no way. I'm feeling really guilty. I'm feeling guilty for two people. I'm feeling guilty for my client, whoever I'm talking to right in the moment, but I'm also feeling really guilty for the two little faces that are staring at me, wanting me to play. And so that was really where I had to focus on how can I do this, get in and out of my business, like the actual activities of business building, so that I could be focused and I could do it and then I can be done. So my kids come home and when I pick them up at 3 o'clock today, when I come home, I'm done.
Yes.
I'm done. It's non-negotiable now. I don't do nighttime coaching. I don't do nighttime calls. I work with Hell Yes Women who can fit into my daytime schedule because that is a priority. Mm-hmm. And I own that. And I don't feel guilt about it. I did, but I don't feel guilt about it now. So that's a priority. And I think many women need to, I call it the boss, your boss schedule. It's something I work with my women on. We create a boss schedule and it has to be super fluid in the beginning because we have to make sure it really, really works. Mm-hmm. We identify really simple business activities, what's going to help move the needle, what's really going to make your business rock. Mm-hmm. Obviously, one of those I mentioned is audience building. Yeah. And then what are the other things that really have to happen? And then I teach you how to block it out in your schedule so it works when you have the time. Mm-hmm. I say 1 hour a day. But honestly, if someone looks at their schedule and they say, well, I've got 30 minutes, you know, in the morning, as soon as I drop my kids off, I could sit in my car uninterrupted for 30 minutes. And I've got 30 minutes that I can go and sit in the car before I pick my kids up. There's your hour, guys.
Right.
So it's about being creative.
Nice.
No, I love it.
Very good.
Yeah.
And so talk to us about your offer. You may have actually alluded to it like in drips and drabs, but talk to us about the offer in its entirety, because guys, for you listening, in the show notes you can find a link to the offer where you can find out more and get to work with Amanda. So please tell us more, because I'm dying to know. You know, I'm not even a mom yet, and I'm already like, to give, let me know how I can be a second Amanda, please.
I love that. Well, ironically, I am a twin, by the way. Oh. And my twin, yes. And she actually is one of my, like, she was always one of my top producing teams too. So you can work with your family, guys. I will put that out there. So my offer is, it's called the 6-Week Accelerator. It's exactly what it sounds like. In 6 weeks, I'm going to accelerate your online business, specifically on Instagram. And so I have these three pillars that I really focus on. One is clarity on your brand and your messaging. And we talked a little bit about that. So the first few weeks we do some mindset work because that's literally the most important thing.
No, honestly, Amanda, I'm so glad you said this, because it really is. Like off camera, we can have a chat about that, about like other programs that don't focus on it. But it's like without the mindset, there's nothing. Please continue.
No. Yeah. That was one of the biggest. And I mentioned in the beginning, that was the thing. I was doing a lot of self-sabotaging. And that was the one thing when I joined my first coaching container as a student, she really focused on mindset work. And I was like, oh, yeah, there's a lot that needs to happen and a lot that I need to work on. And then do it daily. Yes. And so I know the importance of it. And so I definitely teach a lot of different strategies. And, you know, the teacher in me says, pick what works for you and keep doing it, right? So we focus on, you know, mindset work, brand clarity, message clarity, who are they talking to, kind of like the back end, you know, mm-hmm. of Instagram, like your bio upgrade, which we'll talk about in a little bit, nice. An upgrade of your bio, things like that. And then we move into relationship building. And I focus heavily on relationship building and how to actually take a stranger from Instagram to actually making them probably one of your very good friends. And you can do it so quickly, you know? So I teach my clients exactly how to do this in a really simple way, using not just messaging and not just specific questions that are geared towards creating conversation, but also through content, also through how they show up, right? And so I focus heavily on video and video confidence, right? But video is the fastest way. Listen, people are listening to me and they could be like, oh my gosh, she sounds really fun. But if you saw me, I think people almost, they can hear it and then they can see it and they know how authentic I really am and how passionate I am about what I do, right? And I love to teach that, which can be really challenging for many of the women I work with. But I'm telling you guys, even if you push yourself a little, and that's the beauty of a coach, we hold you accountable and we make you do the things that you might not want to do, but with love. Yeah. And so that's really important, right? Building relationships through your story, through showing up on content, on video, in the back end, on the DMs. And then the last part is systems, because great, you got it all done, but now you're going to walk away from me and have nothing to do because you forgot what to do. Yes. So we create really simple systems that are sustainable. That is a word that like really resonates with me, because two words, simple and sustainable, right? And I mentioned that's the name of my Facebook group, my private community. But I think from moms, busy, busy moms, right? It's like, I want simple and I want something that I can sustain without feeling overwhelmed.
Yes.
So in 6 weeks you get it all. And when you're done with me, essentially you're going to be like on top of the world, feeling really proud of yourself. Trust me. I'm a great cheerleader. I'm one of 8 kids. I have a twin sister. We are the oldest. So I am a really awesome cheerleader for everyone, right? It's who I am. I can't help it. But you're also going to leave being able to run a business in an hour a day.
Oh my goodness, guys. And do they have to be moms? Awesome.
That's amazing. So here's the deal. I'm going to give a little free tip again. Gosh, I've given so many free tips today, but I love it. So listen, first of all, here's a piece of advice someone gave me and I will never forget it. If you speak to many, you speak to no one. If you speak to one, you speak to many. And I believe that wholeheartedly. And this is actually one of the things many of my clients struggle with until they start to see results. But they struggle with, I don't want to like get really narrow and talk to one person. And my thing is, I talk to busy moms of kiddos in elementary school, and I'm pretty clear about that. And I show up with my kids and my stories and all the things. But guess what? Some of my best clients were in their 60s and they had grandkids because they just resonated and they were like, you got what I need. I'm in. So I'm really all about the hell yes woman. Yes. So if you're a hell yes woman, then let's work together, right? I have a lot of women. I'm in my late 30s. My birthday's next month. I will be 39. Woo! But I attract a lot. Yes, girl. I attract a lot of 20-somethings.
So, it's your energy. Your energy is very, it just, and you are Aries, aren't you? I was going to say, and you're air. I was like, wait, did we imagine that? No, you are an Aries.
I am an Aries. Yes, girl.
And so I know you mentioned, Amanda, about the importance of an IG bio. Talk to us a little bit about that.
Yeah. So I like to describe your bio as your prime real estate. It's literally your calling card. So first of all, moms, if you are out there and you're trying to run a business on Instagram, please don't have your whole family. I want to see your pretty face. Make it you. Make it you. That's like a great tip right there. Yes. But here's the deal. It's so important. Here's a great example. One of my clients that just wrapped up with me, she, from one share, one post in her stories, she got 30 new followers. Nice. Okay. Which was massive for her. She just sent me her impressions. She had over 30,000 new impressions from the last 4 weeks that we worked together. Okay. So what I do, guys, I know what I'm doing. But she had 30 real followers who are ideal clients. And you know what she said to me? She sent me a message. Of course, I was like, oh my God, this is amazing, right? I love watching them see success. But she said, Amanda, it's because they said when they came to my bio, they knew I could help them. Like, hello, that's the point. Yes. So what I would love to do for anyone who's listening to this podcast, guys, if you are here and you're like, okay, I don't even know where to start. I don't know if maybe my bio is great. Maybe my bio needs work. Who knows? Shoot me a DM. Okay. My Instagram handle will be down here, but it's at Amanda_Banks1. Mm-hmm. I want you to write in my DMs podcast. If you write podcast, I am going to respond to you and I'm going to offer you a free bio audit, which is essentially, I take a quick look at your bio. Yes. But I also look at like your profile and I offer you some really, really solid tips that are going to help support you. Nice. So that's my job, is to really help as many women start making that money on Instagram.
Nice. You already heard her. And in the show notes, you'll see all the different links that you can contact Amanda as well and see where she lives on social media. I would grab that opportunity. I might even grab it myself anyway and work with Amanda. It's so, oh my gosh, you've been such a ray of sunshine. I wish that you guys could actually see Amanda, because this is, I think, the second or third time we've met and the glow is crazy. And the energy you feel is the energy I see too. So I really, really recommend getting in touch 100%. And before, ironically, Amanda's running off to pick up her kids. There you go, multitasking. But before she goes anywhere, I've got a question for you. Silly one, of course. If you could have any superpower in the whole world as a mompreneur, what would it be?
Okay, so this one actually is probably one that many mompreneurs, I think, would want, is to see in the future. Uh-oh. But I want to tell you what I want to see in the future. I don't really need to see how successful I am because I know I'm going to be. I don't need to see that. Right. I already know what's happening. I already am, right? And I already know. I know what I'm doing. I know who I'm doing things with, like all the things. I would love to see what I want to see in the future is I want to be able to see how my kids, right? So that goes back to being a mompreneur. I want to see how my kids are, who they've become as humans in this world. What are the gifts that they are sharing? Because this is where I toot my own horn, because they've watched me stand my truth, because they've watched me build a business, persevere, not give up. These kids have watched me do a lot. They've watched me go through a lot. This family has been through some things. And I can't wait to see the mark that I've left on my kids to inspire them to chase their dreams. That's what I want to see. Yes.
That's beautiful.
Oh, thanks, girl. I know. I'm going to get emotional too. I don't like it.
And that is all we have time for today, guys. If you love this episode, take a screenshot and share it on your Instagram and Facebook stories. I am at The Healing Rose Holistics. Feel free to send me a DM. Love you. Let me know what you liked about this episode and let me know what you want to see more of. Have a good one.